Son, unfortunately, he's on the phone over here listening. Together this Chavrusa.
Ruben. That's what we do today.
Figure out how to keep it conform. Put something in the bottom over here. Is that, this is off?
It's on
also? Okay. No, no, it's okay. I'm just trying to put something in the bottom of my... Trying to keep this up so that it's... I'm working on it.
Yeah, you want tissues?
This is good. We got it. Shoo, you there? Okay, we got it. Okay, Rabbi, so let's get going. We're up to the sugya and Daf Dalet Amud Beis. But you realize that this is a continuation what it said before. The Gemara asked before, the Gemara asked the question, how do you know Mave? We had a machlokes what Mave is. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav said Mave is what?
Adam.
Shmuel said Mave is what? Shane. The Gemara asked the question, maybe Mave is really Mayim. Why? Because the Gemara brings a pasuk, Kide Koyach, Eish. Amesim mayim tiveish. And the Gemara says, Miksiv, the Gemara's answer is, Miksiv mayim nivoy tiveish ksiv. Now, maskler of zvid, ve'ema mavazia eish. So, the Rabbeinu Chananel actually has a pen or pencil. Pencil. Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's actually an ihachi. If you take a look in Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, he brings Vakshinan Ihachi Ema Mavizaish. What's the Ihachi? In other words, the Gemara suggested that Mava was Mayim from a Pasuk. But the Gemara says really the word Mava in that Pasuk is not really talking about Mayim. What's it talking about? Eish. So therefore the Gemara says, Ihachi Ema Mavizaish. That's the flow of the Gemara. Therefore the Gemara is saying, maybe Mava is Eish. Says the Gemara. Maskeflor Rav Zvid Veima Mavazia Eish Dechiksiv Tiva Be'eshu Dechsiv. Because when it says Tiva, that's the way the Gemara then goes and it says it explicitly Dechiksiv Tiva Be'eshu Dechsiv. Says the Gemara Ihachi Maya Mave VeHever. If that's so, then what are these two things, Mave and Hever? Now, I always say this is the basically if there's an avoid in the Sugya, the avoid is what was the Gemara thinking? Eima Mavazia Eish. We know that Hever is Eish. So the Gemara says, but then Ihachi, my Mave Vahever. What are the two things? So that's really the avoid in the sugya to figure out what was the Gemara thinking that Mave and Hever, the Gemara says, Chitem Pushikama Farish Yachi Arba Shloisha Vichitem Atanashot. The Gemara goes through all these like very, very like seems to be simplistic Havaminas. So what's really the Havamina over here? So let's start like this. If you go like the Rajba in the previous sugya, maybe it's less shver. The Rajba in the previous sugya said that with no real Havamina that Mave was Mayim. So what did the Gemara mean when the Gemara said Ema Mave Zeh Mayim?
Kasha on Rav and Shmuel, we have none of you have a pasuk.
So it's the Mishnah's not clear.
But then why would it continue on there?
What do you mean?
Now that the pasuk can match, meaning if you're just trying to ask on the previous two, then why is the Gemara continuing?
So the Gemara is again asking on the previous two. Now maybe Amave is not Eish. Okay, I understand why Amave is not Mayim, but maybe Amave is Eish.
Right.
It's a question on the.
It says Itaka does match up with the pasuk. Amave does mean. I mean, you could say
Mavez
Ish, right?
You can't say, yeah.
Right. Pasuk, and then we go through the Mishnah.
Right.
Through the Mishnah. Oh, we're trying
so we're saying now the Mishnah is still clear because of all these things.
Right.
But if the Gemara thought that maybe that would have been enough, just the fact that there's a Pasuk that seems that Mavez Ish, to tell you the Mishnah is not clear, says the Gemara, no, but from the Lashon of the Pasuk, it's not clear what we're referring to. But from the Mishnah, we could deduce it a passive elimination. And that's what the Gemara, the Gemara's Havamina was never a real, like, substantial Havamina that Mavez Eish. And we knew that, because Mav and Hever is going to be a problem.
What's the Gemara's Havamina that it was going to be Mayim? Because the Lozev Zev wouldn't work with Mayim.
We're going to get to that. So says the question, that we're going to get to that in a minute, okay? Welcome back. Says the Gemara. Okay, so that's according to the Rajba. But according to the other Rishonim that seem to take the Havamina of Mayim seriously, they're going to take the Havamina of Ish seriously. The Achronim are bothered. What's the Havamina that there's Mava and Hever and they're both Ish? Okay. Now we get back to Yaakov's question, which is the Gemara later on. The Gemara says, the Gemara ends up saying the problem over here is, how can you say Lo Zevezeh She'esh Ben Muachayim? How could Eish have Ruachayim? The Gemara says, Yochi Lo Zevezeh She'esh Ben Muachayim, Eish Mai Ruachayim Ispe. Now the Gemara asks that question when it comes to Eish. The Gemara never asks that question when it comes to Mayim. The Gemara could ask the same question on Mayim. If the Gemara is having me that Mav is Mayim, how can you say Lo Zevezeh She'esh Ben Muachayim? Who asked this question? Toysis asked the question. What's Toysis' pshat? And Achanami, the Gemara could have asked it, but the Gemara had a better question. You're right. The Gemara
has a better question of the pasuk, but what was the Gemara's havamina?
What do you mean? The Gemara's havamina is mitzad the psukim. Mitzad the psukim, it works. Says the Gemara, but mitzad the mishnah doesn't work. Yeah.
Even if it worked mitzad the psukim, even if it wouldn't work. Because the
lies of a zebul. And the Gemara is first starting off with the Pesukim, and then it graduates to the Mishnah.
Before it gets to that step, it has to have a Havamina before we say that the Pesukim.
Because the Lashon of Maveh works for Mayim.
It won't work in the Mishnah.
And Achanami, that's the Gemara gets to afterwards. So the Gemara Tosfos says, we slugged it up. First.
Where does the Mishnah get everything from? From the Pesukim.
We're starting from the beginning, I guess. So Tosfos and Achanami, when it comes to Mayim, we could have asked the Kasha. Because we had a better Kasha, we slugged it up already. The Netziv says a different teretz. Zok the Netziv, that Mayim is Taka Yesh Poi Ruach Chaim. Why? Because he says that how does the Mayim move? What makes the Mayim move? It's rushing. It rushes with like wind. It's moved. It's like Ruach. There's Ruach Chaim with the Mayim. Baut. There's Ruach Chaim with the Mayim.
That's
not even
the type of hezek we're talking about. What's the
hezek
according to the Netziv?
Yeah. Why is not
that hezek? Is it like Rashi?
Then
it's just a bar. It's a sitting put water that's not moving at all.
It's not
about
that.
So the Chur is according to
Taisvus. Yeah, I hear
it.
So let's just finish it off. I don't know. It's a good question. I have to see how it plugs in. Maybe it's about the Tchuna and it's not about it. It could be. I'll call upon him. But the question is, what about Eish? Eish for sure has got Ruach. So says the Netziv, yeah, but it's Ruach Chaim. Mayim is called Mayim Chaim.
Is it the wind is moving?
Hold on, it's a well.
The water becomes alive. There's live water. And therefore it's called Mayim Chaim. Eish is never called, it's called Ruach. Eish is Ruach, but not Ruach Chaim.
Right.
I'll go upon him. What? Well, it's really on the previous sugya, but yeah, right here. He says, why are we contrasting the two of them? The Tosfos Rosh Taka Bavard is what the Netziv says. What does Tosfos Rosh answer? There's Mayim Chaim, not Ruach Chaim. The Netziv says it's Ruach Chaim because you see the water that's moving, the rushing water is called Mayim Chaim. I'll go upon him. That's that. So says the Gemara, how could you say that it's Mav and Hever, both Eish, Yochi Mav and Hever? How could he say that? Then what do you need the two? V'chitem Purushi Kama Farish, if you want to say it's coming to Mefarish, Yochi Arba Shloisha Havi. So first question is as follows. Question that the Yad Malachi, it's brought down in the Sefer, Shor Mitzion Ba'alocha, is Purushi Kama Farish, is if you have one word after the other. Then you could say Purushi Kama Farish, like Mave and Hever. However, if there's a Vav, what does the word Vav always, what does the letter Vav always tell us?
Vavlos.
What?
Vavlos.
It's two different things, this
and that.
And that. So Mave and Hever. Yad Malach, he says you can't say Purushi Kama Farish when there's a Vav. So what does it say in our Mishnah? Shar Bar Mave Vehever. You have to remember that when you're doing a baal peh, ashar vehabar vehamave vehahever. There's a vav there. So therefore you can't say that it's perushe kama farish.
Also, what's the havamina? That would be a good answer. Like, why do we need to explain what ish is? We know what ish is.
We don't know Mavis. We don't know Mavis.
Why is that explanation? Oh, saying Hever is an explanation.
Right. Hever is an explanation for Mavis. Why did you just say Hever and not Mavis? I guess, yeah. Could be that we had a Mesoira Shorbar Mavis, and we're saying Mavis is Hever. Sometimes you have that in the Mishnah. Akoponim, that's the Gemara's.
You mean Mavis is more the Russian of the Pasuk?
Right.
Yeah, but
so that's why I would say Mavet.
So
no, yeah, even Hever is also Lashon Pasuk.
Hever is the same Lashon as Mavet. Is it?
It's more in the Pasuk, Hever.
Maybe it's through the
H. Pasuk they're reducing.
Yeah. What?
Maybe it's through the H takes out the Vav.
In Achanami. In Achanami, you can take out the Vavs. Yeah, but if you go to the Vav.
He takes out the Vavs.
What?
Even that's good for the Gemara's.
He takes out the Vavs.
One time we had the
returns
and
to take out the whole
return. No, Mavet Hever is before it's exclusive.
To take out the vows in Gemara.
Rabbi Yisrael, I need your attention. Thank you. So the Gemara is saying Mavet that maybe it's Mefushe Kamafarash Yachi Arba Shloisha Avi. Then it should only be three. In a Chanami, maybe Fushe Kamafarish. The Gemara is entertaining Fushe Kamafarish. The Gemara says, but maybe that, but then it should only be three of us. V'chite matana shor de ispe tarti. The Gemara, maybe it's, but shor is only, it shor has two of them. What are the two? Says Rashi, matana shor de ispe tarti shein v'regel. V'keren lo kachoshiv de betamen lo kamayri. Who are the two? Shein and regel. And Karen's not included because tamim lo kamayri. That's what Rashi says. So the Shaila is, the Achronim, Rishonim has the Shaila, but according to Rav, what's included in the Mishnah? In Karen? In Shor, I mean?
Karen,
Shein, and Rega. This Svara of B'tamim Loi Kamairi, that's a Svara of Shmuel. So Rav seems to say, Tana Shor, the Kol Mili the Shor. So then it should, L'chera, it shouldn't be four, it should be five. Says the Marsha Madura Basra. No, even according to Rav, when it says Shar v'chol mili de Shar, what does it really only mean? Shein and Regel. And where is Karen? In the end, Kishizik Chavamazik, Lashluya Karen, in Achanami. Even Rav holds that. Even though the Lashon of the Gemara is not so mashma. The Gemara says Tana Shar. V'chol mili de Shar.
Mili de Shar means stuff that are applicable right now, meaning Karen is only part of Shar once it does it three times.
In other words, it's not a mu'ad yet.
Yeah.
In Achanami, maybe that's what the Marsha Madura Basra says. It's not a big chiddush.
According to Rav, Mavi was Adam, and Shar with Mavi was Adam, not Shane, so you wouldn't be able to put Shane back into Mavi as in Shane back into Shar.
According to Rav, according to Rav or Shmuel?
According to Rav.
Rav already had Karen Shane and Regal. We thought Karen Shane and Regal in Shar. So now you want to make Mavi into Aish.
Drop Karen from Shar.
Now you're going to have to drop Karen from Shar. Says the Mashad, Karen was never in Shar. Because when it said Tana Shar, V'chol Mili the Shar, it only meant Shein V'Regel. That's not the way we went to Gemara there.
And according to Shmuel,
that Mavi Zadam.
Yeah.
What?
It's only because he held Mavi Zadam, therefore Shar's V'chol Mili the Shar.
Yeah. We said, okay, why
about Shmuel? That's not what the Mashad Madura Bas says. We're going to tell you some Rashi something similar to that. Hold on.
According to Shmuel, we're taking Shein from Mavi and putting that into the Shar.
Right, right. But according to Rav, we already have Karen Shane and Regal there. So ask the Marsha, you already have
Karen. But Karen Maishari, according to Rav, also?
We would really, in theory, would have the same question according to, says the Marsha Madura Basra, Shar really only includes Shane and Regal.
So why didn't the Gemara ask Karen Maishari according to Rav? We had to answer Shmuel that the way we're learning Karen.
Because we did that first. We did Shmuel first already. So once we did that, it's already done.
Yeah, but Rav didn't hold it that. Rav doesn't hold Kishay Zechav and Mazik as teaching Karen.
He's going to hold that way.
No, he holds Kishay Zechav and Mazik as.
He's going to have to hold that way now. Because he doesn't have any.
He says, yes.
According to the Marsha Madura Basra, that's the way he's going to hold. Even though that didn't seem to be Pshat in the Gemara. But the Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't learn that way, Rabbi Yisai.
Is it because he has no choice? Because
No. He's having, but the whole time that's the way even Rav held that way. Karen does not belong in our Mishnah. Why not? Because b'muad and kamari b'tam sof muad and lo kamari. It says tana shor v'chol mili d'shor. That just means shein and regel.
So you only have three
mezuzim. What?
So how many mezuzim do you have so far?
Four.
Four.
What do you mean?
So how many mezuzim did Rav have before this guy?
Karen, He had Shar, Bar, Mave, and Ever.
Shar was just one.
Shar is Shana Regel.
That's two.
No, that's we're calling it one.
No, because we need to make.
Hold on a second. Before our Gemara, Aliba de Hilchasa, where we're saying that Shar is one, Bar, Mave, and Ever. Anyway, you learn. Rav learned Shor is one. Question is that Shor one includes Shane and Regel or includes Karen Shane and Regel? Right, according to Rav, we have Arabavis Nazikin, Shor, Bar, Mav, and Hever. So Ashayla is now, the Gemara's question is now, if Mav and Hever are the same, then you only have three. Says the Gemara, no, maybe we can slice Shor into two. But the question is, according to Rav, why into two? If you're slicing, you have to slice into three. The answer is no. Regel, Karen's not in our Mishnah. What do you mean? It says Tanashar v'chomi l'dashar. Chomi l'dashar only means Shane and Regel. It doesn't mean Karen. Why not? Because Muad didn't come here. And even Rav holds of that. It's a chiddush. Didn't seem like Rav held like that.
In this kasha, Rav would have to hold that right now.
That's basically what the Tzitzur Ben Peretz is about. So this is what the Ma'ashom Adur Abbasu says. Ma'ashom Adur Abbasu says that Rav the whole time only learned Shane and Regel. However, if you look in the Rabbeinu Peretz says differently. But look at the way Rabbeinu Peretz basically answers that now that we're trying to manipulate these things, that's the way Rav is going to have to come out. But there's something interesting in Rabbeinu Peretz, the way he asked the question. Take a look. This Beitar, the Pirish Shane Verego. Aval Karen Loi, the Loi Mari Ella B'Mor de Mitchilosam. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, V'af Al Gav De Hashta Kaima Li Rav, De Les Leach Svara, Nikol Mokoi, once we're coming to do it, then we can do it. But what does he mean? Ava gav dehashta kaima l'rav. What does that mean?
That there were three.
Ava gav dehashta kaimi l'rav. Just translate those words. Even now, we're standing like Rav. Kaimi l'rav. We're kaimi l'rav now. Our Gemara is going like Rav. Who said Gemara is going like Rav? It also has to go like Rav. But it's only Rav?
It's going according to Tosfos.
Tosfos says Gemara is Rav.
Tosfos held that Mayim was had a hamin of being other mamazik. So if it's other mamazik, then it could only be Rav. Because Shmuel said only mamanamazik. Other mamazik can't.
So if you go like Tosfos, that's going to be the teretz. Very good. If you go like Tosfos, that really this mazik is a mazik of Adam, then the Chayra, we're going to have to say that our Gemara is going like Rav. Maybe that's the pshat in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. It's going lishitasa like Tosfos. In a Chanami. Tosfos says the havamina that mave is mayim is really adam amazik. If it's really adam amazik, so adam amazik is going to have to be like Rav. What? And therefore, in the Gemara's hemshich, which the Gemara now goes into Ema Mava Zeha Eish, is also going like Rav. So we're in Rav now.
Not Shmuel.
What?
Not Shmuel.
Not Shmuel.
Therefore, Eish is really Adam.
Therefore, Eish has to somehow work with Rav's view of the Mishnah. And Rav holds Tana Shor V'chomi L'dashar. So how are you saying now it's Tana Isbe Tarti in Shor? It's not Tarti in Shor, it's three in Shor.
Yeah, but simply we say that Rav, we know Rav holds
correct.
So then what's the whole Havamina to begin with? Any time if you could ask a question, if you split the Shard, then we already know. Once we know that Rav holds the Shard, we know what Adam is also. We know Mav is also.
Yeah, but the Gemara's question in Mav is Adam, Mav is Amayim, is that
maybe it's not
Adam. Even though you, Rav, that hold Mav is Adam, maybe really it's a specific type of case of Mayim. Because the Lashon is Mashma Mayim, which will be a form of Adam Amazik. That was the Gemara's question. You have to speak to Rav Moshe Yehuda about what would be unique about Mayim. Mayim is a form of Adam. Tell you secrets. Tell you secrets.
According to Shmuel.
What?
You could have asked according to Shmuel that holds that Shor is Ravale, then you still only have three. So there's one Shor is Shin also.
Again, what?
We could have asked the same thing according to Shmuel. Well, it's a Shor is Regel, and you still only have three. Because once we're leaving,
what do you mean? You could ask the same thing according to Shmuel.
So we said that according to Rav, how are we gonna have four?
Right.
So we split up Shor.
No, yeah. So according to Shmuel, we were for sure
split up Shor because he only holds that Shor is Regel.
No, but now we're gonna put Shor in.
Okay, but we could.
No. I explain to you the difference. The difference is as follows. Does Shmuel hold of the concept of b'mu'adin kamari, b'tam lo kamari?
Yeah.
How do you know Shmuel holds of that? Because that's the Mishnah's talking about Shein and Regal and not Karen. But according to Rav, what's our Mishnah talking about? So does he hold of the svar of b'mu'adin kamari, b'tam lo kamari? No. So how do we now, according to Rav, all of a sudden, like, make our Mishnah only Shein and Regal? You can manipulate according to Shmuel and put Shein into Shar. But how did you take out Karen? Why did you take out Karen? Oh, because Mu'adin lo kamari. But Rav doesn't hold of Mu'adin lo kamari. So we said, now that we need to do something, now we'll hold of it. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz says. But you understand, the Gemara is comfortable doing according to Shmuel than not according to Rav. Because according to Shmuel, anyway, our Mishnah is talking about Shein and Regal and not Karen. This is a question of where Shein and Regal. Shein and Regal and Shar and Maver, or Shein and Regal all in Shar. And Maver is really talking about Ish. Okay. So Rabbi Yisai, now we have to get back to the Shaila Mukazas here in the Sugya, which is, what's the Havamin over here that Shar, that Maveh and Hever are both talking about Eish? How could you have two things that are both talking about Eish? And the Gemara says, Chitei Mefrushei Kamefarish Yihachi Arba Shloi Shehav. So the truth is that the Goyis Abach is medayik that Lashon of Ihachi. If you read the Gemara carefully, the words Ihachi seem to be extra. Let's read the Gemara again. Ruben, let's see the Gemara carefully, okay? The Gemara says, Ve'eima mavez ya'esh. V'chiksev ma'tiva ve'eshu d'chsev. Ihachi. My mavez ve'hever, what are the two things? Ihachi. My mavez ve'hever, what are the two things? The Gemara is assuming right now mavez and hever are the same. Says the Gemara, V'chi teim epushe koma faresh. Ihachi arba shloisha havi. So, why is there those words ihachi arba shloisha havi seem to be extra? Once you say v'chitei mafushe kama farish, you haven't changed anything about mav and hever being the same. You're just saying, yeah, mav and hever the same. Just one is clarifying the other. So then it's shloisha havi. Seems like before the words mafushe kama farish, even though you have mav and hever, you still understand that Mav and Hever are two different things. It's not Shloisha, it's Arba. Comes the Bach and says, yeah, because I thought that Mav and Hever are two different types of Eish. And that's going to be all the three Achroina that we're going to see here. The Gois HaBach, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Rabbeinu Peretz. So all going to go and tell us that we thought that there's two different types of Eish. Somehow these two Eishes are going to be Maveh and Hever. What are the two Eishes? Says the Gois HaBach. One of them is when he lights himself. That's going to be Maveh. What is Maveh referring to? The Mem before it is telling you that he did it. And Hever is when it happened on its own. Kiseitzeish. When it happened on its own. There's Maveh and there's Hever. Those are the two different types of... That's what we thought. And then we understand that there's two Eishes.
That's only for Rav. It's only for working Rav.
Why could only work in Rav? At this moment, if we're assuming that Adam belongs over here, it doesn't belong.
If you're
Maybe it could be in Achanami.
Maybe
in Achanami, which would be make it even better for the Rabbeinu Peretz. It's only going according to Rab. Could be.
What's the name would I have?
Maybe that's why.
Very good.
Yeah,
in Achanami. Very good. What?
If you light it, isn't it Adam Mamazik?
So that's basically going to be his kasha. We're going to see.
What does it mean it happens on its own? The fire
started. No, not that the fire started on its own, I assume. You have a fire in your house, but the fire then, it expanded on its own.
That's what someone has real fire.
What'd you say?
It's not like that means that there's real fire.
There's ruach, not ruach.
If you have a ruach metzia and you didn't do your proper shmira.
So says the Gemara. Says the Bach Lefiz there. We can understand why it's called Ruach Chaim. Why is Eish called Ruach Chaim? Because really, who's the Mazik over here? If he does it be a Dayim, Adam is the Mazik. Does Adam have Ruach Chaim?
Yes.
Adam has Ruach Chaim. So therefore, we understand why I would need two different things, Mava and Hever. I understand why it's called Ruach Chaim, because the Adam is really the Mazik. Problem is, What is the Gemara's question when the Gemara says "my mave vehever"? What do you mean? It's two totally different things. So what's the Gemara's question? "My mave vehever"? Says the Bach. The Gemara's question is: he's reading. He's going to cram a lot into this question. The Gemara's question is: mave is basically sophisticated Adam Amazik. So why are you calling him mave? He's Adam Amazik. Mali if he's mazik with his Eish, Mali if he's mazik with his Mayim, Mali if he's mazik with his Afar. It's Adam Amazik. So why are you attributing it to the Eish of the Adam? That's the way he learns the question.
How and is that for the Lush?
There's not much there. My Mava Vehever doesn't sound like that at all in the Gemara. That's the way the Bach learns the Gemara's question. And then when the Gemara says, V'chiteima pirushe kamefarish, now the Gemara is changing what Mav and Hever are. Now you want to tell me Mav and Hever are really the same thing. Ihachi, then you only have Shlesh, not Arba. If you learn Mav and Hever are two different things, one's a Mav, is an Adam Amazik, the other one is a Hever, which is a Chisei Eish, I understand why it's Arba. But if you tell me it's Pirushe kamefarish, Ihachi, now you're going to tell me why it's Shlesha. Shlesha, not Arba. The Fizet, we answer our original question. Our question was, what were we thinking in the first place? Was that it's Mav and Hever are both Eish. We knew that Hever is Eish. Why do we think Mav is Eish? The answer is we thought it's two different types of Eish. This is the pshat that the Bach says. The Pnei Yeshua says very, very similar. It just, he learns similar, but it seems to me almost the opposite. Take a look at the Pnei Yeshua inside. We'll see how it's almost the opposite. In the Gemara's, but the Gemara's kashis. Maskif, we're going to see the Pnei Yeshua inside. Maskif Rav Zvid Eim Av Zayish, Nira Lefarish, B'doichik. The Afshar Rav Zvid, Yod HaShapit Denok At Mavir Hever B'mishnisa. Rav Zvid knows that it says Hever later on, so how could he entertain that Mav is Eish? Kasalta Daitach, the Hever, Hainu Kisei Tzeish Me'atzmai, U'mav Hainu Madlik B'yodayim. He's mave biyodayim. It's very similar to what the Bach says. And it says that's mave haino niske gufoi shemave hu atzmir abeira. It's the same type of havamina, the Pnei Yeshua. What's Mave and Hever? Now again, the way that the Bach learned that was, Mave, who cares if it's H or anything else? It's all Adam Amazik. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a fire. But the Pnei Yeshua learns differently. Pirish, Amai naktin hu letarti, kivan shedin echad lishneem, umikre echad lishneem, da vida echad hu. Da vida echad hu. It's the same thing, Mav and Hever. So I light it; it goes on its own. It's all the same. It seems like the Pnei Yeshua is learning the opposite of the Bach. The Bach learned the Gemara's question of my Mav and Hever is Mav is Adam Amazik. It has nothing to do with Eish. And the Pnei Yeshua is learning Mav and Hever, tomato, tomato, potato, potato. It's all the same thing. Okay, so this one punctus, he lights it. That's when it lights on its own. What difference does it make?
Pnei Yeshua was saying
one of the Eishes
is Adam Amazik?
One of the Eishes, he's Madlik Biyodayim. But he doesn't call that Adam Amazik. He says that that's the same thing as Eish. Yeah.
I don't know exactly
what
I know, but...
Okay, yeah, he's bringing that Gemara in reference to something else, I think. So you see how the Pnei Yeshua is saying very similar to the Bach in its setup, but he's more meduyik in the lashon of the Gemara. Gemara says, "My mave vehever, mave vehever," the same thing. But at the same time, he's saying very different because the Bach was saying mave is other mamazik, and Pnei Yeshua seems to say mave is also the same ish. I'm thinking perhaps the difference is as follows: this person that's madlik biyadayim, is he doing it b'mezid or b'shaygig? Is he doing it when he's awake or when he's sleeping?
Madlik when he's sleeping.
Sure. Sure.
You fall asleep with a cigarette.
Sure. Knock something down. Yeah, we'll fall asleep with a cigarette. Something like that. Yeah. He moves the fire. What's the nafgamina? If you remember what we said last
Adam.
Week, Adam, there's two different types of Adam Amazik. What are the two different types of Adam Amazik? One is Yashan, and the other one is Er. Even though Adam Mu'ad Lo'ilam, we said that there's two different types of Adam Amazik. One is Shmiras, Gufay Allah, the other one is Chai for his Maisa. So if Adam is Chai for his Maisa, so whatever his Maisa is, if his Maisa is with an axe, he's Chai. If his maisa is with a stone, he's chayiv. His maisa is with an eish, he's chayiv. His maisa is with a mayim, he's chayiv. It's all Adam Amazik. So machnesh lois with an eish, with a mayim, with a als, it's als the zelba. And that would be according to the Bach. The Bach says, so why are you calling it eish? If it's Adam, madlik biyadayim, it's all Adam.
So mezid?
That would be at least awake. Maybe mezid, awake.
What about the fact that why is this Adam Amazik?
Might as well maybe ask. Maybe only in Yasham is he called Dark Lazik.
Yeah, but the Mishnah says.
Because Adam is Dark Lazik. Because Adam in a case of Yasham is Dark Lazik. Even the Kaifu Pashat, okay. Maybe that's enough.
Bring a riot that Adam is going to arrive at some Yasham?
We discussed it then. That was back then. We discussed. Is there a riot or not a riot? That was Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum wanted to say it's only talking about Yasham. It's only talking about Yasham. What's the difference if Adam is Chayv differently? It's two different types of Adam. That was what we wanted to do. But we said that maybe the Shita is much, but not like that. It's just two different Pshatim over here. It's talking about Dafka Yashan. If it's talking about Dafka Yashan, because Dafka Lahazik, so then maybe that's Pshat in the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says it's talking about Dafka Yashan. A person who's Yashan and is Madlik Biyadayim. In all essence, that's Eish. Because it's Shmiras Gufayolav. It's not Mechai Mitzan Maisav. So over here, he created a fire in a Chanam, he was Madlik in himself. But Samach Nishkin Chilik if he's Madlik in himself.
Pnei
Yeshua
doesn't write that he was talking about
Kisi Yasha. Chveis nisht. Let's stuff and frag in the Pnei Yeshua.
What?
Because if he's Yashan, maybe Shoigeg is nicer. Then he's not Chayv Mitzad Maisav. He's Mechayv Mitzad that he's Mechayv to watch his hands. So then he's Mechayv. Then it's the Mazik is similar to Eish. And it's an Eish Mazik. Yeah, so that's what we spoke about last week. You know, start a little bit. You could get the notes from Chaim David.
Would there be a difference?
Or the recordings.
Would there be a difference between where he lit the fire and where it traveled afterwards?
Like, so that's that's what the Paris Yosef says. That's the pshat of the Paris Yosef. Different pshat.
They're all saying, maybe the Pnei Yeshua is saying the same thing.
He's not. He's saying it's be a dime and not be a dime. He doesn't say madlik be a dime.
Everyone is masking that the mazik be a dime. The first part would be adam a mazik, adam a mazik.
Right.
Everything afterwards would be ish. Why is it different than hever? Because it's an ish that started with an adam a mazik. So batzim rechayv alt adam a mazik just as a problem of groma. You be potter alt groma.
Right.
The answer is we have to come on to ish. Batzim rechayv alt adam, but we're calling it ish. So frektik neyushu, ish. It's a difference. The difference is in the lamdas. One is working out Adam Amazik, but we mean the dinam of Eish. One is working out.
Could be. It's very creative. Yitzchak wants to say a chabura on Monday about two different types of Eish and Grama. We'd all be very happy. But what it appears on the surface is that the Pnei Yeshua and the Bach are saying one mahalach, and the Paris Yosef says different, which is what Rabbi Yitzchak is bringing up. Rabbi Yosef seems to say there's a difference of whether he's madlik b'shaloi or madlik b'shal chaveiroi. Where did he light the fire? He lit the fire in his own rishus, or he lit the fire in his friend's rishus. And over there also, it's going to say, it says a similar type of chiluk, but he says there's a difference between eisha mishum chitzoi or eisha mishum memoinoi. If I light in my own rishus, so what's the gather of my eish? Eisha mishum... Memoinai, it's my rishus, it's my mamain. But if I lighten someone else's rishus, then what's Eish going to be? Eisha mishum chitzai. There's a discussion in the Gemara later on. If your Eish is the status of your mamain, or Eish is the status of your, like your arrow, the nafkaminas are there in the Gemara. Maybe there's two different types of Eish, says the person. That's the Gemara's havamina. So maybe that's the discussion of whether Eish is of Mave and Hever. Mave, as he lights it, he lights the Goddess of Chaveiro, then it's going to be Eish Mishum Chitzai. because he's madlik b'shel chaveroi. Those can be the two different types of sugis. I'll kopon him, Rabbi Yisai. The fees there, we could perhaps suggest the following thing. But the Gemara says, according to the Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara says the following thing. Chitim, says the Gemara, maybe ema mavez esh. So the Gemara, ihachi, my mave ve'ahever. What's mave and hever? Chitim a pirushe kamafarish. The Gemara says kibushe kamafarish. The Gemara doesn't mean to say necessarily mave is hever. The Gemara means to say that the kibushe kamafarish, that there's the all these are included in esh. Mave and hever are all esh, and therefore it's mave and hever. It's all one. Yachi arba shloisha haven. The Gemara didn't mean to say that mave is hever. Mave is when you're mave, but you're dying. Hever is when it happens on its own. But mave and hever are all included in esh. So if that's true, so then I understand how I could say mave ve'hever. We can answer the question of the Ad Malachi.
Two questions. What's the Gemara's kasha of arba v'shloisha haven?
Because we're saying it's the same. Perusha kama farish means it's all under the umbrella of esh.
So both were inexplicitly entire.
So is shar.
What do you mean?
The answer is, maybe shar is split into two because there's two different types within it.
So then we'll
do that by esh. Why don't we move to Shar to do it by Shar? Say Shar has regular and shame. Ish has two different things.
No, because there's different halachas by Shar.
There's for sure different halachas.
No, there isn't.
No,
we're saying it's not a, that's a Pnei Yeshua. That's why I said Pnei Yeshua, not the Bach. When the Bach, you're right, you can't do that. But in the Pnei Yeshua, we're saying it's really all the same thing. The Dove Do Achasu, that's what he's saying. So it's all the same thing.
Not like Rashi. There's a different in
not like Rashi. Very good. Rashi's mashma. Why is Rashi not mashma that way?
Rashi's mavazeh
ahever. Mavazeh ahever. We're saying it's not mavazeh ahever. Very good. We're going to have to go in the Pnei Yeshua. Rashi can always go like, yeah.
No, yeah. If it's the same din, why can't it be different others? They're both written Sivim Karba Edya. That's it. That's all it needs to be. Nowhere did it say that they have different dinim. It's an av because it's written in the Torah explicitly. Mav and Hever both written in the Torah explicitly. You have four others. Very good.
Mikra Echad L'Shneim. Pnei Yeshua says, it's Din echad l'shneim u'mikra echad l'shneim. They're the same pasuk, so it's all the same. Zol zayin, one's like this, the other one's like that. You want to include the two of them? Ha, very good, Albert. So again, the Agudas Abach is learning its mamish two different types of mazik. There's adam mazik and there's esha mazik. When the Gemara says Berusha kamefarish, the Gemara clearly is now saying that it's all mamish one. That would be Rashi. The according to Pnei Yeshua though, the mice is two different types of cases. They all have the same din. So maybe that's Pirusha Kama Farish, that this and that are all Mav and Hever go together. That's what it means. But says the Gemara, if that's true, then that's Arba. It's really Shloishav. It shouldn't be Arba.
It comes out that the Pnei Yeshua would hold even the Maskana that Hever is including this type of Ish, though.
In Echanami.
Is that true?
Okay, Rabbi, you say, now we have to get to the end of the Sugya. The end of the Sugya, how do we paskin? Paskin like Rav, or we paskin like Shmuel. Gemara has a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We know Mave is not Eish, Mave is not Mayim. What's Mave? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Mave is Adam. Shmuel says Mave is Shein. How do we paskin? How do we paskin? Zokt the Meiri. Who cares how we paskin? Who cares? What do you mean, how do we paskin? Does everyone agree that Adam is Chayiv? Yes. Mm-hmm. Does everyone agree that Shein is Chayiv? So who cares if Mave is Adam or Mave is Shane? Says the Miri, there's no halachic nafkamin at all. We grada come out pshat. If you want to know pshat is like Rav. Says the Miri, pshat is like Rav. But there's no halachic nafkamin. The only nafkamin would be if a person would get up and make a neder not to eat for a day if pshat is like Rav. You never know, is the neder chal or not.
Got to eat for a day.
I make a neder, I'm not eating today if Pshat the Mishnah is like Rav. That's a brisker nafkamina. That's always, whenever you want to have a nafkamina, there's no nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is he makes a neder, if Pshat's like him, that's nafkamina.
That's
great. Easy way out. But you see, L'choira, Rav Nochum is medayik, and Rabbeinu Chanana not like that. Because Rabbeinu Chanana on Daf, Gimel Amid Beis, right in the beginning of the Sugya, says, the Kaimalon Kirav, Kaimalon Kirav, the Sugi the Shmaitz HaKavosai. What do you mean Kaimalon Kirav? We paskin like Rav. What's the nafka mean if we paskin like Rav or not? Zokt. Yeah. No, he says the kaimel the hashta kaimel Rav. Now we're going with Rav. Kaimelon sounds like we paskin leave it there. Where is it? On Daf Gimel Amud Beis, right in the beginning of the sukkah. There's others, I think they say Kaimel and Karav, because whether it's Memoina or Isura, I think the Rosh says, I don't remember. Akoponim Zokta of Nachum, the following you cite. Rav Nachum says, we have another Machloikas, Rav and Shmuel. Machloikas is when you have Arno Sakino Umaso, and Yenicho Bershus Arab and Vezikon. So if it's Loya Afkarino, where do you learn them from? Machlekes. What does Shmuel say? Mibar lemanu. What does Rav say? Mishayroi lemanu. Mishayroi lemanu. What does Rashi say? What does Mishayroi lemanu mean? What does Rashi say? Sure. Mishayroi lemanu. Which one is it? Karen Shain or Regal? It's sure. Says Rav Nachum. Says Rav Nachum. If you hold. Tanashar lechol mili deshar. What's leaked in them? What's leaked in Rav? Tanashar lechol mili deshar. Sadar bear from shar. There's a hefter from shar. Shar is keren shein regel. Those are shar. So therefore, you can learn that Avno Sakino Masor from where? From shar. But sadar shar. There's a shar to learn from. But if you learn like Shmuel, that Shmuel says no, shar is regel. And shein and mave is shein. What's such thing as shar? What's shar? So it's just somewhere that resides certain mazikin. Resides a shein and a regel. Nishda is a bear from shar. Karen also technically. There's no such thing as shar. Then you can't learn out. I'm just kidding myself from shar. Because what's shar? Shar is nothing. It's a blank. You have to learn from bar. So this machloikis Rav and Shmuel. And this machloikis Rav and Shmuel is machloikis l'shitasam. Did you get that? Because
no.
There it's an afkmin ala alocha. You chayv in kelim or not chayv in kelim. If you learn from bar is not chayv in kelim. If you learn from shor, you're chayv in kelim. That's going to be an afkmin ala
alocha. What? From shor bar is how you learn.
Will depend on this. Will depend on that. Let's get it clear again. I'll say it again. I'll say it again. Hold on. I'll say it again. Hold on. If you right, we have machlokas over here. If the Mishnah it says shor is keren shein regel and mav is adam, or the Mishnah of shor is just regel and mav is shein. So we said that machlokas perhaps is tied to another machlokas Rav and Shmuel. When you have avnos sekino masor that you leave Rosh Hashanah, you're not mafka them. Rav says kuloi the mishore it's the mishore lamadnu kuloi mishore lamadnu hay mishore, and Shmuel says kuloi miboroi lamadnu. What's the machlokas? So Rashi says, what do you mean kuloi mishore lamadnu? Mashor is chayiv aptizor. What does it mean? Mashor is chayiv. There's a chefzer from shor, says Rav. You can learn from this shor, this concept of shor, says Rav Nochum. That's all Rav l'shitasai. That when the Mishnah says shor, what does the Mishnah mean? Kol mili the shor, because shor is shor. Sada zachvi is shor. Therefore, you could learn out avnam esakin vasov from shor. However. If you hold like Shmuel, Shmuel says, what does Shar mean in our Mishnah? Just Regel. Then you can't learn Avno Sekino Masov from Regel. You have to learn from Shar. There's no other place. So therefore, Shmuel says we learn it from Bar. And this Machloikas Rav and Shmuel is totally on this Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. And that Machloikas on Dav Gimel on the base for sure has Alochik Navka Mino. What happens if it's if it gets damages Kalim? If it's me boro lamadu, you're gonna be patra on Kalim. If it's me shor lamadu, you're gonna be chayv on Kalim.
How do you learn this from shor? Even if you're not, unless a shor is an animal that has, but how's Amos gonna say compare?
Sharei memoinoi hizik. What's the idea of shor? Memoinoi hizik, Rashi says. Your mom and damaged. Same thing, mom and, period. But if you're telling me that there's no such thing as shor, it's Karen, Shein, and Regal. So they all have their own tchunas. Karen has Kavanos al-Hazik, Kavanos al-Zeka. You can't learn Avnos Kino Asov from there. And Achanami, Rav learns shor is one chefta. So Rabbi said, that, what?
Don't know.
Leave that off for that. It's too wild for me.
What kind of shor is he learning
now? Shor!
Splinter.
Shah, you don't remember? But Rav Moshe Yehuda said the Shah. It's limp. I wasn't here when you went. Shah, it's limp from Shah.
He said the Shikla.
I mentioned the Shikla. Okay, I'll call Panim Rabbi Yisai. I've got issues with this pshat of Rav Nachum. I've got small issues and I got big issues. My smaller issues, if you hold the chesh on what we said today, is an issue on the according to. It will start with you could start with the Rabbeinu Peret with Mashama Dura Basra. I'll get to Rabbeinu Peret. According to Mashama Dura Basra, what does it mean? Shar v'chol mili de shar.
Just shar
and just shein and regel, not keren. So what do you mean? I thought you said according to Rav says chetzof and shar. I can only be talking about two different types of heziks of shar.
If you say that that's only according to this Gemara, that's not. And if you say that it's only if Rav would be forced into a corner because Bob is much more mashka like this pasuk of Eish, then you would have to say that Shar is only two.
Then you lost the whole Rav. It's not just that. What we're saying is when Rav, according to what we're saying now, according to Rav Nachum, when Rav said Tanach Shor v'chol mili de Shor, it wasn't just it works out well for me. That's his whole mahalach tsugan in shor.
That is his mahalach. Now Rav Zvi's pushing him against the wall.
So then he's going to change, and he's going to say shor is no longer mishalom. Now shor is mibar lo manu, because you can't learn from shor anymore. Because shor is not anymore chefta. No, because I understood that when he says mishalom, that just works out. There's nothing. There's no depth to that position. It's just God happens to be Tanashov Chom in the show. You don't want it, it won't be. You want it, it will be. Whatever works out. But according to what Rav Nachum is saying, Tanashov Chom in the show is a whole that carries a lot of weight to it.
Yeah, but why is just a Havamina?
No, go back. It's not like that.
He's saying
the Maisa.
He's learning that Mava is Adam, that he can go back to have Shara call me the Shara.
So, okay, so that's the Rabbeinu Peretz. We'll start with the Mashama Dura Basra. Mashama Dura Basra says, when Rav says Tanashor Vachom Yeshor, he only means Shein and Regal. He doesn't mean the other thing.
Why do you need Karen to make it that it's a Mamun Amazik Din, that's how you're learning Avdus Shein and
Because Shire Mamoyne Hizik is going to include all of them. That's Shar. Shar is Mamoyne Hizik. That's Shar. Even if it's part of the
cluster, you're higher for your mummer. You have a special bonus.
She says the one few places shower the high of a mummer.
That's
the one.
How does
it call you the shower?
Still your mummer. I hear
from mummer and mummer. From the kids of the
mummer. She says shower the high of a mummer.
Rabbi says I have a much bigger problem. Rabbi says I have a much bigger problem. The bigger problem is that the Rabbeinu Chananel, when on that sugya, paskins like Shmuel. So, you can't paskin like Rav over here and paskin like Shmuel over there and say that the Toli Habaha. And Rav Nachum bleibs Tzarchin.
Oh, he is the cousin?
Rav Nachum is the cousin himself, bleibs Tzarchin. So I'd like to give maybe perhaps an alternative answer.
Is it
paskin like My alternative answer is as follows. Rav did something very creative in our sugya. Rav put Adam Amazik in our Mishnah. Why does Adam Amazik belong in our Mishnah? Adam Amazik belongs in Achoyvel. It belongs somewhere else. Adam Amazik doesn't belong in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about Mamun Amazik. Shar, Bar, what? Oh, so we said that there's a chiddush over here that Adam also has a component of Niske Mamoin, Ki'ilu, Shmiras Gufay Olav. It could be that Shmuel rejects that whole idea. Shmuel holds a person as listen. Everyone, the other one have to be a kasha. Adamul Olam, Ben Arben Yashem, Ben Shek, Ben Mezid. It's all the same thing. Adamul Olam. Rav comes and says, no, we're going to spalt into two different types of Adam. That's Rav's chiddush to make two different types of Adam. Maybe Shmuel doesn't hold of that chiddush of make two different types of Adam. And there's no such thing as an Adam who's chayiv mitzad shmiras gufay. Adam is always chayiv mitzad myself. It's just you mechayiv mitzad myself when you're sleeping. And that's the chiddush of Rav. And maybe the Gemara Shaila is Adam when he's sleeping chayiv mitzad myself, or is Adam sleeping chayiv mitzad shmiras gufay olav? And that would be the machloikes between Rav and Shmuel. What would be the halachic nafkamina between whether he's chayiv mitzad shmiras gufay or mitzad myself? Halachic nafkamina is going to be how potter is going to be, when he's going to be potter. if someone's sleeping and then he's not poshe, is he in the chayv or not? The Yushalmi says he's potter. Maybe that's Yushalmi goes like Rav, but Shmuel Taka, you're going to be chayv. Why? Adamud
la'ilam. Which case?
Someone puts something next to him. Which Rav says, which the Yushalmi says, your potter, sharei, heim, shehim garmuloi. They were goyim. Maybe according to Shmuel, you're talking to Michaev, even in that case.
So Yushami doesn't have
an effect on Shmuel? No, maybe Yushami is going like Rav. Paskin's like Rav. Paskin like Rav. Argomar Paskin's like Rav. Okay. Yeah.
Paskin like Rav.
Mishnah? Shot in the Mishnah, and therefore, halacha lemaisa. We're going to start as follows. Two things. First of all, tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we're going to be doing the next sugi after the two dots. The other thing is as follows. Last time when we were discussing that Yushami, I got very worked up as far as what I felt is the correct pshat in Tosfos, and we disregarded something that we saw in the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah and something that we saw in the Maariv Tzchias, or it might have sounded like we were disregarding. I did not mean to disregard the Maariv Tzchias. I think that would be very precocious, audacious, and inappropriate to disregard the Maariv Tzchias. Even though I said, when I said it, the way I had said it was, even if someone tells me the Maariv Tzchias says that, like, not like me, I don't care. What I meant by that was, I don't care if he says that, because that's not what the Maariv Tzchias means. The Maariv Tzchias is only going like some Rishonim. But Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't think about being mezalzel in the covet of the Maariv Tzchias, who is mamish and or for Klal Yisrael, and his pshatim we have to handle with a tremendous amount of respect and care. So I just want to make that correction, that perhaps I did not express myself properly, and I want to ask publicly mechila from the Maariv Tzchias.
Did Rebbe lose his notebook?
I did not lose my notebook, but I want to find out where the Maariv Tzchias lived, see if we can find his kever, because I'd like to try to go there with all of you in order to daven by his kever and ask mechila. That's it for now, Rabbi Sam. Okay.
Oh wow, this is a rough share. 51-58.
51-58.